Well, well. Hi, everybody. It's Stefan Molyneux from Free Domain. And I guess I've unlocked a new level. New level, which is TikTok live. Live, baby, live. So I'm just going to give it a try here. See how it looks. See how it goes. And I'm curious. I am curious how things work. And if you have any questions, comments, issues, challenges, I am thrilled beyond words to hear from you today. And for those of you who don't know, I am re-emergent on X, formerly Twitter, at Stefan Molyneux. And I guess I'm doing stuff here on TikTok from time to time as well. So I just wanted to say hello, happy Sunday, hope you're doing well. If you'd like to help out the show, freedomain.com/donate. Here to take your questions, and it's been pretty wild on social media lately. Pretty wild on social media. So if you have any questions or comments, I'd love to. Hi. Hello, Judo. Hello, XYZ. Hello, B-Stew. Hello, Judo Neck Chop. do not emerge your hand from my camera. Yaka! Hassan Chop! Don't do it. Don't do it. So, yeah, I just wanted to drop in here, let you know sort of what I'm up to these days. I'm working on a new book. I hope that if you are a parent or you know parents or you're going to be a parent or you were a parent, everybody who was born of woman, Macbeth style, should go to peacefulparenting.com and you should check that out. If you would like to like the stream, I would certainly appreciate that as well. Thank you. Move on to like the live. It's alive. When did you cup? I just came back to say goodbye. I thought you were canceled on all platforms. Not all platforms. Dear God alive, I wasn't canceled on my platform shoes. So no, I am not canceled on all platforms. Elon Musk, hello, all praise to Elon Musk. He has brought my account back on, I can swipe to see what, real-time performance? What happens here? Oh, hello. I'm back on some platforms. I mean, some I wasn't banned from. So freedomain.locals.com, you can check me out there. You can also go to subscribestar.com/freedomain, check me out there. Of course, I'm on X under my name, Stefan Molyneux, and Facebook, Freedomain Radio and Stefan Molyneux, and I don't know, a couple other places. You can go to freedomain.com/connect for more on that. Why are you hated in Canada? Oh, come on, man. Come on, man. Be fair, be reasonable, be honest. I'm not just hated in Canada, I'm hated all over the place. So one of the main reasons that I'm hated is the leftists have this blank slate theory. Like, you know, when you were a kid and you got your plasticine and you tried not to mix it into those swirly colors, right? So when you were a kid and you got your plasticine, what you could do was make it into anything. You could turn it into a snake. Ooh, these are easy, right? You could turn it into a snake. You could turn it into a person. You could make a wall out of it. You could make a dragon. You could do whatever, right? So the leftist perception is that the human mind, the human body, is a blank slate. And so anytime there are group differences in outcomes, they view that as evidence of absolute, you know, bigotry, racism, sexism, you name it, right? So if you look at, say, men and women, and you say, well, men earn more in the workplace. Well, because men and women are fundamentally the same, there's no difference, no biological differences, no genetic differences, no differences in habits or history, the big five personality traits equally distributed. And if there are differences, it's the result of socialization, sexism, bigotry, you name it, right? So all group differences in outcomes are the result of prejudice, and prejudice is evil, and therefore, right? So, I mean, one of the reasons that I'm hated, which is kind of the job, you know, I'm a moral philosopher, so that's kind of the job, is to be hated by people who are corrupt and do wrong. So the reason the leftists hate me is I kept interviewing experts talking about that there are differences, say, between men and women and so on. And so if you have good reasons for differences, then you lose the sort of rage and resentment that goes into thinking, well, we're all the same, and therefore the only difference in group outcomes is bigotry, right? And leftism is that basic argument of that basic idea. All right. Let's see here. I just got the number one grifter. Oh, gifter, gifter badge. Sorry. I thought because people call me a grifter. It's an NPC word, you know, like bashing a grifter and all that kind of stuff. Love you so much. Thank you. You Esosur presents. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you for the gifts. I don't know what the hell they are, but you know, goodies are nice. Goodies are fine. So I appreciate that, and thank you for the likes. If you could like and share, and if you have any other questions or comments, I would appreciate that. You know, it is a kind of funny thing, right? It's a kind of funny thing in history. So everyone knows that there are good men and women who were hated at the time, right? I mean, Jesus, obviously, Socrates was put to death. Plato entered into politics in Syracuse, in Greece, of course, not America. And he ended up being sold into slavery. And one of his former students recognized him and bought his freedom for, I think, 400 drachma or something like that. And so that happened. Aristotle was also persecuted by the mob for his moral philosophy. And he, after seeing what happened to Socrates, who refused to flee, I think wanted to die, Aristotle did flee, saying that he would not allow Athens to sin against philosophy twice. Of course, we know a lot of the scientists in the Middle Ages were persecuted. Galileo was famously tortured. And Jesus, of course, as I mentioned, so we all know that there are good people who are hated by evildoers. And yet, whenever somebody gets a bad reputation, for reasons that nobody can quite figure out, they just paint that person with repeatedly negative words, providing no actual evidence. I get called a racist, right? Whatever that means, right? Despite the fact that I have tons of people who are not white on my show, Asians, Indians, Blacks, and Hispanics, and I have open conversations with everyone all the time about life issues and philosophy. I don't care about race. It's an important thing when it comes to looking at group differences, but you never judge individuals by any of that stuff. So anyway, that is just the sad reality. Somebody says, I'm moving out, and my new neighbors are longtime listeners. It's like Christmas coming early, right? Well, I appreciate that. I hope you like the new place. What are your thoughts on Japan's hard right winning big? Well, Japan survived two nuclear bombs and the firebombing of Tokyo and other cities. You know, people forget that the firebombings of these largely wood-based and paper-based cities was worse in terms of a sort of overnight death count than Hiroshima or Nagasaki. So Japan was able to survive all of that. It just can't survive endless debt and feminism, right? So feminism, of course, you know, it's a big topic and I'll just touch on it briefly here. Men and women should be equal under the law. I know that's a really weird and radical idea, but it's true. Men and women should be equal under the law. There should be no favoritism, no gender-specific laws, and no advantages for either sex. Modern feminism is, in general, female supremacy in that they want special carve-outs and cutouts and benefits to women under the state. So men pay about 80% of the taxes and women take about 80% of the benefits out of the government. So modern statism is just a massive resource transfer from men to women. Now, that transfer used to happen from men to women in the form of men providing for their family. Men who work hard take about 90% of their pay and give it to their family, right? So that's the reality of that. I think I only got 10 minutes too. Like, what's my countdown here? So let me just check here. How long have I been going for? You can use enhance to freshen up your look. I'm 58. I really don't need that anymore. But so because Japan has the highest per capita debt of any country, I think, in the world, Japan is dying because resources are being transferred from men to women without women having to actually have babies. Because that's why men are driven to give resources to women, because women have our babies, right? So women are taking the resources through the power of the state and not providing babies in return. which is why Japan and China, and nobody knows how to reverse these catastrophically low birth rates. Like South Korea is like 1.1. I mean, you need 2.1 just to maintain the population. So the birth rate collapse is entirely related to women in the workforce, women being highly educated, usually not even educated, just propagandized. Because that's the thing. Like, you can make men and women equal to each other, but that's the end of your civilization. Because women aren't taking time off to have a couple of kids, which lowers their income and makes them more dependent on men and so on. So you teach women to be frightened of men, and then you teach women that that they have to go and get educated and have careers and so on. And then all the mistakes that they made get backfilled by the government and all that kind of stuff. So it's Japan is going hard right, I assume, because they're seeing what immigration is doing in other places. But until and unless Japan or any government is going to stop taking hundreds of billions of dollars or trillions of dollars from men and giving it to women in return for votes, you simply can't, you can't fix the birth rate, because that's just the way it goes. All right. Let's see here. Have you heard the claim China is actually more like 800 million population, not 1.2? I've not heard that. But China, of course, like, they had the one-child policy. I just had dinner with a friend the other day, and we were talking about this. The one-child policy, China is now, of course, desperately trying to reverse that. But nobody knows how to reverse catastrophically low birth rates. I mean, nobody knows how to do it. I mean, I know how to do it, which is restore freedom, private property rights, and stop using the power of the state to transfer ungodly amounts of wealth from men to women. That's one thing. To have women be equal before the law, to not have special privileges for men or women, that would return the birth rate. But that's not about to happen. All right. Nice to see you on here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Do you think the West is getting hedged by the rest of the world? Well, there's a tipping point, right? There's a tipping point at which holding on to, say, U.S. treasuries becomes a liability. See, right now, let's say Japan or China, some of the biggest holders of U.S. treasuries, they get to classify those as assets. But the moment that people begin to fear, and like 40% of all the dollars ever created were created since COVID, so it's a complete madhouse when it comes to money printing. So the moment that the value of the U.S. treasuries begins to be in question, then banks have to do, and other financial institutions have to do, a write-down. And this is one of the things that happened, of course, in the housing crash in 07, 08, was that the real estate had to be written down, right? You couldn't say, I have $1 billion worth of real estate and count it as an asset, through which, if you're a bank, you get to make loans. You had to say, oh, it's only worth $750 million or $500 million, which triggers in the call of a whole bunch of loans, which can't be paid back, and so it's really bad. So yeah, I think the West is definitely being hedged, for sure. How am I? Very, very well, thank you. I hope you're doing well as well. Let's see here. Thank you, Molly. Looking good. Any chance you will come back to YouTube? I am not allowed back on YouTube, as far as I know. I mean, I asked. I really want the channel back that I had. I had hundreds of thousands of videos. I was on YouTube for 14 years, I think. And then I was just canceled off YouTube with no particular warning or any explanation, really. So you can, of course, find me freedomain.com/connect. Please, please, please just find me elsewhere. I'm still producing videos, still doing all kinds of great stuff. So why does the West help out communist countries that philosophically hate them? Because a very large number of institutions in the West, from media to government to education, are staffed and run by communists. Like, I think it's in the anthropology departments, like 40% of the academics are outright Marxist, like not even subtle, right? And, Marxism killed more people than Nazism. So you can't be a Nazi, good. You can be a Marxist, not so great. So, oh yeah, so if you've got people interested in philosophy, you can go to essentialphilosophy.com. I've got a free ebook there. I deal with three big topics in philosophy. You know, are we living in a simulation? And free will versus determinism, and a proof of ethics without requiring gods or governments. So You can do that. You can do that. You should simultaneously stream on here and X at the same time. That is a good idea. Is this Stefan Molyneux? Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? You've got a flash goal. Sorry, this is all new technology. What does that mean? Four gift to send Rose to you live in 15 minutes. Okay. Could you do me a solid and send me a rose? I've bathed, what is it, Sunday? Yeah, I bathed 2 weeks ago, so I think I deserve a rose. Like, you know, for me, bathing, mostly it's just scraping with a spatula and then a hedgehog for the butt area. But because I bathe like every 2 weeks, whether I need it or not. So if you could send me a rose to my life, that would still be excellent. All right, I'm going to pin this. Four gifters send rose to this live. I'm barely speaking English at that point. what do you think of the great replacement theory? Might just look at the numbers. You don't need any particular insights from me. You can still be a guest on other channels. That is true. However, when there was a giant nuclear crater where my former career was as of 2020, gosh, was that an election year in the United States? Oh, I'm sure that had nothing to do with anything. But because I was so spectacularly nuked from social media, I think people have a certain amount of hesitation bringing me onto their channels. Are you dark woke? Ooh, I got a gift. Ooh, kibbles. Thank you. If you could, I would appreciate that. Oh, look at that. We're going past. Oh, you sent me a rose. Oh, and every time I felt a rose, it seems I only got the thorn. All right, I appreciate that. I got the number two grifter back. Gifter. Come on, rose me up, people. I didn't have this on my 2025 bingo, LOL. Well, I appreciate that. I don't know, what is this title, gifter? I don't even know what's happening. But if you all could trim my nose hairs too, I can't get any machinery up there that does me any good. Because I'm like 58, which means no hair on the head. Ear bushes and nose bushes are coming out like the Pleistocene era. Do you think there's any chance? Is there any chance of paying off the $36 trillion in debts, or are we going to default? There's no way. Rose me, baby. Come on. I just need some more. I don't even know what these are for, but I'm a goal oriented life form. So we must rose, as I rose from the dead here on TikTok. No, you can't. It's okay. There's the deficit, the debt, and the unfunded liabilities. The deficit, of course, is what you can't pay in any given year. The debt is what accumulates from that. The unfunded liabilities are the promises that the government has made to pay things in the future for which it does not have the money. Of course, Social Security being the big one. The unfunded liabilities are somewhere around the economist, I think it was Lawrence Krauss, worked it out to be 180 million, but that was some years ago. So it's probably, sorry, trillion. So it's probably the unfunded liabilities that the US have, which is over and above the deficit, is $200 trillion, probably, give or take, right? That you can't pay that. Economies around the world, particularly in the West, it's all a mirage, right? Like, none of this is real, right? None of this is real. Like, if you buy a bunch of stuff on debt, you have it for a while, and then it just gets repossessed, right? It gets taken back, right? The house looks like a garage sale, right? When the tax agent comes to the door. So debt creates the illusion of having stuff. You know, if you go into debt to buy a house and then you can't afford your house, you lose the house, or at least you used to. So nothing is real in the economy. It's a mirage. It's an illusion that is sustained by debt. It's like some guy, like your neighbor, you get up and you go to work early, you work hard all day, and your neighbor just sits around the pool and does nothing. Oh, why, thank you. Thank you for that. Your neighbor just sits around, does nothing, and you're like, oh, come on, man, why am I going to work? Because he's just in debt. He's just running up credit card debt. And so he looks like he's having a great time, but it's all going to come crashing down. There's only one chance that the U.S. has to pay off its debt and unfunded liabilities. I've been talking about this for a while. Is this of interest? Olé! Are you interested? So the reason why, though, the reason that America could pay off the debt is it would take taxes in Bitcoin, it would buy Bitcoin, it would find some way to get its hands on Bitcoin, and then when the dollar goes, you know, kind of boobs up, then it would pay off its liabilities with Bitcoin. So that has been my recommendation for many years for just about every Western country or any country around the world. So the only way is to get some hard asset. It's not going to be gold. I think there's nothing. Well, aren't they going to audit Fort Knox and see how much gold was actually there? They won't do it, though. They just don't want to do it. So. All right. So let's see here. When your Twitter account got reinstated, why did you wait a while for going back to posting? I had requirements for restitution from Twitter because, in my view, they had lied about why I was banned. They said I was manipulating the platform, which I'd never done. So I wanted an apology, right? Oh, we achieved the rose thing. Ew. Here you go. Can I do this? Can you see it? Okay. Like backward hand thing. Backward hand thing. There we go. That's your reward. Appreciate it. So I expected apologies and restitution from X or Twitter. And then my daughter, she's 16. My daughter made an airtight case for going back to Twitter. And since I'm a reason and evidence-based life form, you can't make a good argument to me that I will not accept. My daughter made a fantastic argument about going back on X. And so I did. Somebody said, I still remember when you were friends with Lauren Southern and Steven Crowder. Well, Steven and I just did some shows together. I won't say we were friends. Lauren and I did a tour together, but I haven't talked to them in forever and ever. Oh, man, I think Lauren has a new book out. All right. Thank you for all of these lovely presents and gifts. I don't know. Don't know what they mean. And I hear, is it true? I think it's true. On here on TikTok, you can, I can do calls, right? I can, like as it says here, invite. So I'll do that next time. I don't have a headset set up, but I'll do that next time. Tap the screen, people, to get more people on the philosophy live stream. Honest thoughts on Andrew Tate. Very smart guy. A motor mouth, a very smart guy. I find, in general, his approach to wealth is kind of repellent. I think that you should focus on virtue, on honesty, and trying to make the world a better place rather than having something called Hustler University where you teach people to do, I would imagine, I don't know, some fairly shady stuff, you know, hustling around, making deals. And it's like, how about virtue and promoting, you know, truth, honor, dignity, self-respect, peaceful parenting, that kind of stuff. The posts on X are next level. Would you ever do live debates on TikTok? Sure. I love me a live debate. I would love to do live debates. What are your thoughts on Jordan B. Peterson? So Jordan B. Peterson, a great psychologist, and I'm obviously glad that he recovered from his fairly predictable drug addiction. I think he got addicted to benzodiazepines, which everybody knows, particularly for a psychologist, are highly addictive. So he ended up having to be flown to Russia. He was put in a coma. He has since recovered and so on. And I've definitely got some useful stuff out of Jordan Peterson. He's not a philosopher, so he doesn't build things up from first principles. So he's very much lacking in the moral area as far as I... Actually, Hustler University teaches about how to trade crypto and use AI and online tools. Well, not when it started, because there was no AI when it started. So do you ever wish your life amounted to something? Do you ever wish your life amounted to something? That is interesting. It's an interesting question. Let me just see here. Yeah, so with Jordan, I would like Jordan Peterson to work from first principles and build them up from that, but that's not his sort of gig. And I know a lot of the things that he doesn't talk about, which I talked about. Now, of course, I got canceled for talking about these things, so I can understand that he wants his career and all of that. But to me, if you're not willing to sacrifice popularity for the truth, I don't know that you get to be called much of a moral intellectual in the public stage. And you can't teach anyone how to trade crypto. Look, it's a foundational truth of economics that nobody knows. Nobody knows the price of anything tomorrow. Nobody knows. Now, what you can do is you can have, and I'm not saying this is true of Hase University, but you can have your pump and dumps and you can, oh, this going to the moon. And then you can, you know, pull the sort of rug pull stuff that goes on. But no. Would you still identify as an anarcho-capitalist? I do not remember Matthew Drake, the artist, but yeah, I am. You look familiar? Well, you may have mistaken me for the guy in the F1 Formula racing movie. But yeah, I'm still an anarcho-capitalist. I mean, I can't overturn the morals and the arguments, so that is where it is. All right. Steph Wu. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Kat. Thank you, The Scoots. Thank you, Emperor Oz. Thank you, Fid Paul Anthony. I appreciate that. Why did World War I start in Eastern Europe? And why did they have so much facings and anarchists? So go to fdrpodcast.com, do a search for World War I. I got a whole presentation on that. Hope you're doing well. You've been a major positive influence among my friends. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's great seeing you on live. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Perhaps I haven't been looking in the correct places, but what have you been up to in the last 5 years? Well, almost 6 feet, my friend, in the morning. So the last 5 years, I mean, I've done, I don't know, thousands of videos and podcasts. I've written 3 books. I'm working on my fourth. And I've done a lot. I haven't been out public speaking because too many bomb threats and death threats that it's sort of impossible to book me. I haven't done many shows with other people. You know, obviously I became a mildly radioactive leper after the mass cancellation event that occurred in the summer of 2020. Again, right before the US election, of course. So, but yeah, I've been working. I work with a group on freedomain.locals.com and subscribestar.com/freedomain. I've been doing 3 shows a week for the last 5 years. And again, I also read, I have a great book that I wrote before I became a public figure called Almost. And it's a novel. So I'm half Irish and half German, and I grew up in England. And so it's a novel. It's a long novel, but really good. And it's a German family and a British family and their lives between World War I and World War II, and sort of explaining the origins of what went on. So I read that as an audiobook. I wrote a book called The Future, which is a really great book about, it's a president of the United States gets cryogenically frozen before the end of his life. And he wakes up in an anarcho-capitalist future 500 years from now and is put on trial for all of the evils he did. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Vengeance against the political class is what makes my blood pump. So peaceful, reasonable, rational. So I wrote that book. Then I wrote a book called The Present, which is all of the things that are going on in the world today that are leading to disaster. And then I wrote a book called Peaceful Parenting, peacefulparenting.com. I hope you will check that out. That is nonfiction. And now I'm working on a book about corruption, moral corruption. So let's see here. Other questions, comments. Who's the greatest living philosopher? I think everybody knows the answer to that. So it's fdrpodcast.com and just search for World War I. Do you still keep the same stance on Charles Murray's book, The Bell Curve? I'm not sure what you mean by stance. So has the data in The Bell Curve been disproven? See, as a philosopher, I do the reason and evidence thing. I don't have stances. I don't have my philosophy. It's like saying, do you reject Einsteinian physics? Have you outgrown that yet? It's like, has it been disproven? No. It seems that even when they put an atomic clock on a fast-flying plane, it loses time. So it's not a stance. I mean, things are proven, and if they're proven, I have to accept them. If they're not proven, I remain agnostic or I have to reject them, right? Women in the West lost their capacity to pair bond. How are most men supposed to find wives? You mean if they've been promiscuous? Well, of course, promiscuity kills pair bonding. And if a woman has the more sexual partners a woman has, the less likely she is to maintain her marriage, right? Divorce goes up as the number of sexual partners goes up. It doesn't mean it's 100%, but because you've probably heard the statistics, and I had these wild Neo versus the copy-paste Anderson guys battles on X a couple of weeks ago about this, because, you know, people are saying, oh my God, it's too dangerous to get married because divorce rates are 50%. And no. I mean, if two guys jump out of a plane and one of them has a parachute and one of them doesn't, and you say the death rate of parachuting is 50%, it's like, well, no, one of them didn't have a parachute. So I can statistically get your odds of divorce down to less than 5%. Less than 5%. It's not that hard. Less than 5%. Have similar values. You don't have to have the same values, but have similar values. Have a methodology for resolving disputes. I could be married for 23 years. My wife and I honestly cannot remember the last conflict we had. And, you know, I work from home. She's at home. We are home with each other all the time. And it's just a complete delight. So you have to have a rational way of resolving disputes, right? And you have to have rules of engagement, right? No fighting. No yelling, no name calling, no leaving the conflict without it being resolved, no storming out. Like, you just have to have rational ways to resolve conflict. And philosophy is really good at giving you rational ways to resolve conflict. I've got a whole free book called Real-Time Relationships at freedomand.com/books. And so you just have to find a woman. Thank you for the rose, Matt. Matt E. Sorry, that probably shouldn't sound so sinister. Thank you. Thank you, India. So for pair bonding, we pair bond based on virtue. Right? Pair bonding isn't some weird biochemical thing where you just kind of mind meld together. Pair bonding is based on virtue. So if you have a virtue, honesty, courage, directness, self-control, and maturity to some degree, I'm 50-50 on that. So you pair bond based on virtue. And if you pair bond based on virtue, you will not separate. Because virtue also includes being reasonable in your disagreements. So, and have your conversations ahead of time. You know, where do you want to live in general? With a woman, say, well, do you want to stay home with kids, right? And I think you should, of course, right? I've been a stay-at-home dad for almost 17 years now. Fantastic. So, you know, how much money are you comfortable with? How ambitious should we be? Do you want kids? What's your relationship to your in-laws like? Or you go through this process and you find compatible values and methodologies of resolving disputes, you're never going to get divorced. So, somebody says, I don't think you got canceled. You voiced some racism and people responded in the free market. Sorry, that's just, I mean, you're just lying. Maybe you don't know that you're lying, but you're lying. I didn't voice some racism. I provided an alternate explanation as to why there are group differences in outcomes in ethnicities. And what I did was I interviewed, see, people always shoot the messenger, right? I interviewed 17 world-renowned experts from the left and the right on human intelligence, and they pointed out ethnicity and IQ differences. I mean, this is just science. If you don't like science, if you don't like facts, I can't help you. And the public didn't respond to the free market because if people had simply stopped watching me, that's fine. That's fine, but that's not what happened. So, and I would just say in general, this is Zenry Rollins. I would just say in general, you need to be, I don't want to sound like a nag. I really don't, because, you know, maybe you've just heard this stuff and you're just repeating it or whatever it is, right? But you kind of need to be responsible in your conscience for the things that you put out there in the world. So you don't want to be, wait, where is my camera here? Oh, there it is. Keep looking at different spots. You don't want to be irresponsible and put out falsehoods that are damaging to people's reputations for the simple reason that you don't want to live in a world like that. You know, if somebody doesn't like you, they just make up lies about you and then they just spread them around on social media. That would be unpleasant for you, right? Now, you know, there are, of course, bad things in the world. There are bad people in the world and there are people who should have their bad behavior called out. And I understand all of that. But going around saying, oh, well, there was racism and it was just the free market, when you don't know what happened, and I say this not out of any sense of outrage or, oh, I don't want to finger wag at you, bad, bad, bad. But what I'm saying is that your conscience records everything you do. Every little thing you do, your conscience records. If you spread lies about people, that is bad for you. I mean, I'm fine, right? I've got a great marriage. I've got a great set of friends and family, a, you know, decent career in what it is that I do. I have a really good life, really good life. And I thank everyone who's ever supported me. If you want freedomain.com/donate to help out the show. So it doesn't hurt me when you lie about me. And again, maybe you're just repeating stuff, but you need to be responsible. So you need to look things up before repeating them, just as I do, right? And I've occasionally said things that are false and wrong about people, and I have to apologize and so on. But I say this because I want you to be happy. I want you to be in love. I want you to be comfortable with your own conscience. So you really, really need to be careful about the things that you say out there in the world, because if you're careless, you are creating a thorn in the soft underbelly and flesh of your own conscience, which is not a good thing. All right. Will there be a North American Union? I do not think so. It's too easy a gig for Canadian politicians to whip up hatred against America. I mean, Canadian politicians are very happy to work with fairly totalitarian governments like the Indian and Chinese governments. But, you know, our neighbor to the south, it is way too easy. It's way too a go-to position for Canadian politicians to whip up younger sibling resentment against America in Canadians, right? What is your stance on why the birth rate is lowering and what should we do about it? So the problems in the world are not things we should do something about. The problems in the world are things we should stop doing things about. So as I said sort of earlier in the stream, and I'll just keep it brief, we need to stop using the power of the state to force transfer trillions of dollars from one group to another, from one sex to another, from women to men, blah, 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 blah. We just need to stop doing that. It's incredibly distortionary. Women generally pair bond based upon the provision of resources. And if the resources are coming from men through the medium of the government forcibly transferring wealth, then women will pair bond with the government. And you see this, right? Women who are single will always vote for bigger government. And women who are married will always vote. Sorry, I say always. I mean, there's exceptions, but this is such an overwhelming trend. It's crazy, right? So women who are single overwhelmingly are on the left and vote for bigger government because they're pair bonded with the government because that's where their resources come from. And people who are women who are married and Christian and obviously stay at home moms, if they are that way, they want smaller and smaller government because they pair bonded with their husband. So smaller government means more money for the married woman because it's lower taxes, and bigger government means more money for the single woman because it's more social programs. So we have to just stop violating fundamental morality and stop using force to transfer all of these things, right? All right. What kind of world will our future have if the birth rates are so low? I mean, it's obviously a sinister pivot. When I was a kid, it was, oh, don't have kids, bad for the environment. Don't have kids, bad for the environment. Don't have kids. And now it's like, oh, you need infinity immigration because you didn't have enough kids. It's like, ooh, that's a sinister pivot, man. Sinister. I used to be a big fan of Stefan in 2018. Then it seemed like he fell off YouTube after the Rubin report. I don't know. Do me a favor. Go to the website. It's called One Website Over. OneWebsiteOver.com. So it's so funny, you know. It's so funny. If you'd stayed fans of mine or stuck around, because I didn't vanish from the web. I just went one website over. Instead of YouTube.com, you could go to Rumble.com, you know, Odyssey, LBRY when it was there, BitChute. I was literally one website over. So all these people who were like, man, I'm such a fan, I'm such a fan. It's like, I'm one website over. What was it? Bitcoin has gone up 800% since 2020. So I guess the people who followed me might have been okay. All right. So I didn't fall off anywhere. I went one website over. It's like, oh, I love that girl, man. She's the greatest girl ever. She's just so wonderful. I'm a huge fan. Oh, did she move one? Wait, she's one house over? Ah, forget it. It's too far to walk. All right. Is China really a threat to the West or just a boogeyman distraction from the elites? Well, China never canceled me, and China doesn't charge me outrageous taxes. So that is why you should collaborate with other channels. Bro, oh my gosh. I'm trying not to be caustic to, you know, it's my first TikTok and all. So I've been doing I've been doing social media since 2005. So you don't have to, but I deserve some respect for competence and excellence in what it is that I do. And, you know, at my height, I had like, oh my gosh, it was mad. I was doing like 10 to 15 million views and downloads, 10,000 books a month. I had over 2 million subs on various platforms, and I was doing speaking to, like, I navigated all the way to the top. And so when you're telling me blindingly obvious stuff, like, maybe you should collaborate with other people. I'm like, been there, done that. That's how I grew my whole thing. In general, if you want to be around competent people, it's probably best not to lecture them on the blindingly obvious. Like, I get in this thing on X, just between us, right? Don't tell anyone X. I get on this thing on X. So somebody pompously tells me something blindingly obvious that I need to do, or they think I need to do. You do it wrong this way. Or you should do it this way. And I go and I check, they have like 36 followers in 5 years, right? And I just repost 36 followers in 5 years. And people are like, you can't disprove what he says based on the number of his followers. And it's like, yeah, I kind of can. I don't buy diet books from fat people. Like, if you want to give me advice on how to navigate something I've been navigating with great skill for 20 years, I'm going to kind of need to see some expertise from you. And if you've only got 35 followers, bleh. All right. Bum, bum, bum. Why do politicians lie like Trump if they have the facts and know they can't pay off the national debt? Well, because of the media, right? The media will constantly reframe everything you do as awful and terrible if they don't like you, and too many people just swallow whole the media bait and all of that. So here's the Steph bot that was memed for a fan who only donated $1. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you heard this one feckin' dollar. Yeah, I mean, it's just falsehood. So somebody donated $2. And I posted a screenshot just of the donation, no identifiable information. And I said, I don't mean to sound ungrateful, but. That's all I said. I don't mean to sound ungrateful, but. Right? And now it's like, he viciously mocked someone for donating $1. And it's like, again, just go to the source information. There's also a rumor that I had an alt account and pretended to be a teenage girl praising my review of the movie Frozen. It's like, I would never even occur to me to do that. And it was a bug in the old Google Plus platform that when I posted it to Google Plus, it ended up showing up under my name, under the YouTube thing. I don't know, some weird under pipe that went on that way. So yeah, I mean, just, I don't know, silly rumors that people make up and other people repeat. Why pay off the national debt if the Federal Reserve is a private entity? Why not just default? What do you mean? Why not default? Because if the US defaults, then people will stop trading U.S. dollars. The U.S. The value of the U.S. currency collapses and they can't import anything. Let's see here. But objectively, those of us who've known you since around 2020 and learned from you did see what? I feel like you got cut off there. I'm just going to do another minute or two. I thought I only had 10 minutes here. And what have we been cooking for? I keep reading grifters. Well, it's very nice. Thank you for the new people. I appreciate that. Thank you for the rewards. I appreciate that. Claim your 6 new rewards. What does this mean? Sure, I will claim things. Couldn't claim. Excellent. I appreciate it. No, that's great. You may tell users they can join your fan club for more benefits. You can join my fan club for more benefits. I'm just repeating what people have told me. You get more time to live stream if people engage. Oh, is that okay? That's what happened. All right. Well, I appreciate that. Sent Hartme, join my fan club. Very nice. I bet you I can faff around with my appearance too. Is that right? All right. I'll join your fan club. If it's the only one, only Steph Ann's. Do you intend to do TikTok lives every week or are you just trying it out right now? I'm just trying it out. And maybe there's a way I can stream because I do 3 live streams a week. No, I should. I do two live streams a week. And I also live stream to donors on Sunday mornings, 11 a.m. But yeah, Wednesday night, 7 p.m., Friday night, 7 p.m. I do live streams, take calls, all of that kind of cool stuff. I think TikTok will be good for you to reach new people. Very nice. Very nice. Well, listen, I thank you guys so much for dropping by. I appreciate this. This went better than I thought. Technically, it worked. It was very nice. And I really do appreciate everyone dropping by. If you'd like to help out the show, freedomain.com/donate and pause live. I can do all this other kind of stuff. And I assume there's some way to end this thing, right? End it. End it. Finish it. Oh, okay. So I can see all of that. I'm looking at more here. Live gives flip camera, pause live, comment about me live, AI generated content. Does anybody know how do I end it? How do I end it? No, that's not it. I feel that people can tell me. Hard reset. Yes, Alt F4. No, this is a tablet. All right, I'm just going to the more here. Mirror my video. No. Settings, comment about me, live events, campaigns. What the living heck? All right. I feel like there should be some way to do this, though. Oh, I did get someone in the fan club. How nice. Recognize the gifters in your gift gallery. I appreciate that. Maybe the X at top right? No, this is not it. I feel like I should not hard close the application. Just take us to dinner with you, Steph. Lovely. A white wine with a nice Chianti sauce. All right. I feel like hosts. No, that's if I want to host with other people. I really probably should have checked this out, but I figured there'd be an end button somewhere, right? All right, hang tight. Oh, there we go. Sorry, I've got, see this little thing up here? There, you see? There you can see the X, the end button. That's it. I couldn't see it because it was up against the white of the camera. All right. Thanks, everyone. Have a glorious afternoon, and we'll talk soon. Bye.